Dick Wolf's dreams, oh, they've been shattered. He's the executive producer of Law & Order, and he was hoping that his show would beat out Gunsmoke as the longest-running primetime TV drama ever.
Today, NBC announced that the very last Law & Order, that is the original program, is going to air later this month after 20 years. Actually, who cares about Dick Wolf? He's got a life, a real life. What about Lieutenant Anita Van Buren, who's got breast cancer? Or Jack McCoy, who's got an election to win to stay on as DA? And where do prosecutors Michael Cutter and Connie Ruberosa find work in this economy?
Well, Robert, I've sat next to you in the studio for almost 8 years now, and you are a big Law & Order fan.
I am, and I feel a deep need to hear that sound again.
What about the spinoffs that are still on the air? There's SVU, and they are planning a new show, and it's going to be based in Los Angeles.
Michelle, Los Angeles is Joe Friday. Law & Order was Lenny Briscoe, the quintessential wisecracking New Yorker. Here he was trying to understand a suspect.
He's got a crush on this guy. What about the girly magazines?
Maybe he swings both ways.
Great. So now we're looking for a bisexual 50-year-old who walks with a limp, carries a cane, and whistles Dixie as he walks down the highway.
That was actually the late Jerry Orbach, who played Briscoe for 12 seasons. And you always knew that if he said that in the first 20 minutes of the show, he was wrong.
Again, this current season is Law & Order's 20th and its last, tying Gunsmoke as the longest-running drama in primetime.